Hello and welcome to the April 2024 episode of The Seagull. The Seagull is the place to stay up to date on everything you need to know about the 102nd Intelligence Wing at Otis Air National Guard Base, right here from beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts. I'm Tim Salen from Public Affairs, and I'm going to get you up to speed on what's going on here at the Wing. In this month's show, we take a look at three shops in the Wing in our AFSC Spotlight series. We hear a clip from our most recent episode of Chevrons, and we get a little bit of motorcycle safety, important since the nice weather is returning. But first, we hear from Lieutenant Colonel Beth Crouch from the 102nd Mission Support Group in this month's command message as she talks about the month of the military child.
Hello, I am Lieutenant Colonel Beth Crouch, Deputy Commander for the 102nd Mission Support Group, with this month's command message. The month of the military child is a time to honor and recognize the sacrifices and resilience of our military children. These young heroes face unique challenges and uncertainties as they navigate the complexities of military life alongside their parents in service to our country. Throughout the month of April, we come together to celebrate and support these brave young individuals who play a vital role in the military community. From frequent relocations to separations from loved ones during deployments, military children demonstrate courage, adaptability, and strength beyond their years. As we reflect on the sacrifices made by our military families, it is essential to acknowledge the sacrifices made by their children. The 102nd Intelligence Wing, as with other National Guard organizations, have seen an increase in deployments and long technical schools. The operations tempo in the Guard is much higher than in years past. Our children are first to feel the effects of our weekend duties, weeks of field training, ever longer technical training schools, and long-term deployments. We, as service members, understand the sacrifices, the reasons why we raised our hands and swore the oath. But for our children, who can sometimes feel like they are along for the ride, it is they who have trouble understanding the why. They endure long periods of separation from their parents, and in the case of our active duty brethren, children often have to cope with the stress of frequent moves and starting over in new schools and communities whenever the family moves to a new assignment. Despite these challenges, military children exhibit remarkable resilience and a sense of pride in their family's service to our country. They serve as a source of inspiration and motivation for all of us, reminding us of the importance of unity, support, and understanding within the military community. Not just in April, but year-round, let us show our appreciation for these young heroes by providing them with the care, resources, and recognition they deserve. Even the simplest explanation of why you have to go away to train once a month, that can mean the world to a child. Maybe when you get home after the next RSD, take them out for some unexpected ice cream or to their favorite park and take a moment to thank them, not just for their sacrifice, but for their support of you. As we celebrate our kids, let us reaffirm our commitment to honoring and supporting these young champions who stand alongside their parents in service to our nation. Their strength, resilience, and unwavering spirit embody the true meaning of sacrifice and service. To the military kids out there, thank you for your courage, your sacrifice, and the steadfast support you give your parents every day. Your resilience inspires us all, and we are grateful for the incredible role you play in the military community. Thanks to you and your families, you make what we do possible, and we couldn't do it without you.
The Public Affairs Office is continuing its AFSC Spotlight series to assist the recruiting office with finding recruits. Why? The series aims to highlight each profession on base in a 2-minute video, defining the responsibilities and benefits of the role to inform recruits who may be interested but have little to no knowledge about each position available in the Air National Guard. If you are interested in spotlighting your AFSC in the next episode of the series, reach out to the Public Affairs Office today.
If you like helping people during a time of crisis, emergency management is the career field for you. Senior Master Sergeant Elizabeth Ross. I am the Emergency Manager for their 102nd Intelligence Wing. Air Force Emergency Management is responsible for planning, coordinating, and executing actions to prepare for, respond to, and recover from various types of emergencies and disasters. This includes natural disasters like hurricanes, winter storms, and power loss, as well as man-made incidents such as chemical spills or terrorist attacks. We develop strategies, train personnel, and ensure resources are in place to effectively manage emergencies and safeguard personnel, assets, and the surrounding environment. The Air Force's chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear wartime mission involves protecting personnel, equipment, and resources from the effects of these hazards during times of conflict. Drill weekends, we train our wartime seaburn mission, which includes learning software, identifying seaburn materials, and practice responding. We work closely with Coast Guard, Army, FAA, and all of our JVCC counterparts in surrounding towns to develop plans for response to any type of emergency. Deployments are changing for the career field. We now train with Army and Marine seaburn teams to ensure we are ready for any scenario we are tasked to do. It could be confirming seaburn weapons in a clandestine lab or working at a headquarters providing recommendations to theater commanders. During drill weekends, we train specifically for these missions. We will work closely with other emergency managers from all disciplines and have a foot in the door when it comes to civilian careers. You will develop skills such as crisis management, risk assessment, disaster response planning, communication, leadership, and coordination. In addition to a comprehensive background in seaburn weapons, you will master emergency management software and tools, putting you above your competition.
It's fun because there's a lot of different personalities that end up joining the POL career field, come from all walks of life. My name is Senior Master Sergeant Tori Kenny. I am the Fuel Superintendent at Otis Air National Guard Base. The main responsibilities of this AFSC in our location is to provide clean, dry fuel for Otis Air National Guard Base and its tenants. So for us during drill weekends, we have a checkpoint, so we have to make sure that our C-300s are in perfect working order. We don't have a lab here, but we do conduct visual fuel samples. We have fueling requirements for generators on the base. Deployments are awesome, especially if you're in an austere location, so everything is real wartime, and it's very, very busy.
It's given me great opportunities in life to travel the world and go different TDYs and things like that, and almost every week there's something coming up and learn different aircrafts and meeting different people. I've had a great time over the course of my career.
On the civilian side, they could potentially be a fuel truck driver or work in a fuels lab because we do have a fuel school that they can go and they can get fully qualified in a fuels laboratory on aviation fuel samples.
The type of person you want to see working with you in POL is just someone that's fun, that really wants to get their hands dirty. It's something that we all just kind of get down and do the dirty work together.
I would say hardworking, airmen that like to be outside and don't like to be, you know, on a computer all day long, and just willing to be a team member because sometimes it's hard and, you know, we have to be willing to work together.
I enjoy this AFSC because it's really diverse. The people that you meet are really some of the coolest people and most fun people, and I've never been in a fuel shop that isn't a good time.
You should know as a young airman coming in that this job is a lot of hard work. Lots of fun though. My name is Tech Sergeant Don Brooker. I'm the NCYC of the Heavy Equipment Shop here in CE.
I am Staff Sergeant Trenton Natera with the Heavy Equipment Shop in Civil Engineering.
The main responsibilities are to build, maintain, and repair airfields overseas. a typical day, we come in, we get work orders if we're going out to work. So work orders are requests from people on base. They want something repaired. Typically for us, it's outdoor stuff, potholes, street signs, repairs to their facilities. If we're not doing work orders, we'll dig into training. Deployments are typically 6 to 7 months long, and they're tons of fun. It's really where we dig into the meat and potatoes of what we do. Lots of equipment work, lots of new people. The Air Force does a really good job of providing us the appropriate training for civilian certificates.
Airmen should want to pursue this job if they're looking for an opportunity in the construction world. It's a great tool to have to get you introduced into heavy equipment operating. It's a very well-paying job.
For me, my skills have transitioned very well. I'm a crane operator in Boston. I operate all kinds of heavy equipment, just like what I do on the inside. One of the main reasons I love this job is because it's hard work and it's big toys. It's lots of fun.
Airmen should want to pursue this job if they want to work hard. They like working with their hands, getting dirty, staying in shape. The heavy equipment shop is some of the hardest workers in civil engineering.
Check out the AFSC Spotlight series on the 102nd Intelligence Wing's YouTube account. In this month's Chevron's podcast, we spoke to Chaplain Ryan Yee about happiness in the workplace. It was a great episode. Have a listen. Here's a clip.
Well, I was told that I had to be a doctor, you know, so I was like, oh, my dream job is to be a doctor. And
right.
Again, the irony is my brothers and I were all told to be doctors as children, sons. I have two younger brothers of Korean immigrants, South Korean immigrants. But we're told again that what we do is the most important thing, you know. So I was told, like, work hard, study hard, so you can be a doctor. But we find in the studies is that it's not about what you do, but it's more about why you do it, actually. Why you do it, and more importantly, what are your values, which requires lots of reflection, lots of spiritual reflection. Mm-hmm. And also, what are the values and the mission of the organization you work for, right? And do they match? So it's more about the why rather than the what. You know, because again, what's important? I'm not going to say it's not important, you know, but we spend more time on the what. You know, I mean, there's huge books you can read, classes you can take, okay, about finding your perfect job. And that's important. But then we don't think about, again, the why, the spiritual reasons. Again, I would like to consider about why or who you are, both why and who are you, and why and who is this organization that you're going to give your time, your sweat, maybe your blood, you know, metaphorically, hopefully, that you're going to do. And so those are the things that have really surprised a lot of people.
With the nice weather approaching, now is a good time to send a safety message out to all our motorcycle riders.
Oh, hey, just about to head home for the day. Did you know that all military members are required to take a basic riding course in order to ride their motorcycle on base? Not only is the course paid for by the wing, but I also receive a discount on my insurance premium just by taking it. In addition, riders must wear personal protective equipment while operating a motorcycle, either on or off duty. That means a helmet, a long sleeve shirt or jacket, gloves, trousers, and protective footwear. If you're riding at night, make sure you've got something on that is reflective, like the lines on my jacket or this reflective belt. While military uniforms are acceptable, a riding jacket like this one will definitely keep you safer. All right, keep the shiny side up, and see you out there.
Thanks for listening to The Seagull. For additional ways to stay up to speed on what's going on at the wing, check out the Commander's Channel on the Base Cable Network on channel 27.1. The Commander's Channel will be active during all regularly scheduled drills and during annual training periods. For more news from the 102nd Intelligence Wing, visit our website at www.102iw.ang.af.mil/links or search for 102iw on any major social media platform.